Hello from Ivy Hoops Online. The Princeton Tigers of Carla Berube put together their most complete game of the year this afternoon at Jadwin, annihilating the Yale Bulldogs 79-30. Both teams came into the game with Ivy records of 4-2. The Tigers have struggled on offense at times this year, but not today. Princeton made 31 baskets, including 7 from downtown, and had 10 free throws in 11 attempts. Madison St. Rose, the heralded rookie from the Garden State, continued her outstanding recent play, leading her team in scoring with 17 points on 5 of 10 from the field and 3 of 6 from beyond the arc in just 25 minutes of action. The Tigers had 18 assists, led by Caitlin Chen with 6, to go with her 11 points. Ellie Mitchell flirted with a double-double, coming up just a basket short. Her 12 rebounds led the both teams for the game, and she added 8 points. The lopsided score limited Ellie to 21 minutes. But the big story of this game was the absolutely stifling Tiger defense, holding Yale to a mind-blowing 30 points, or 7.5 a quarter. Jenna Clark, Yale's leading scorer for the season, led her team again, but only scored 9 in 35 minutes. The Tigers' ability to stymie Clark clearly confused the Bulldogs, who really had no place else to go for any consistent production on offense. The tone was set early as the Tigers led 14-9 after the first quarter, but one had no idea how the game would unfold. In fact, the Tigers settled the matter in the second period, limiting the visitors to just 4 points, while scoring 22 themselves. Princeton poured it on in the second half, 43-17, mostly with bench players on the court, putting a damper on Coach Esche's Jadwin homecoming. She was an assistant on Carla Berube's staff for 3 seasons prior to taking the Yale job, replacing the departed Allison Guth in late 2022. The Tigers at 14-5 overall and 5-2 in the Ivy League have now put themselves in a strong position to qualify for the Ivy League tournament, which they will host in mid-March. Next weekend, the Tigers will face a tough back-to-back battle starting at Cornell on Friday. On Saturday night, after the long bus ride into the early morning hours out of Ithaca, Princeton visits the first-place Columbia Lions. The Lions defeated the Tigers in overtime in their first meeting at Jadwin on January 6th, the only home loss in Carla Berube's Ivy League career. We hope you'll stay tuned for a recap of all the Tiger action as we go forward into the second half of the league season. So long for now. This is George Clark for Ivy Hoops Online.